last minutes, I think there's a benefit to you not picking up everything that I say, especially me disagreeing with the ethics opinions and disagreeing with the Attorney General. I didn't know that you'd actually taking good notes.
I try.
All right. I mean, this is like C-SPAN with the House of Representatives. Should I at least wait for one committee member to come back, or do I start without them?
We can give them a minute.
And young lady, who are you here for?
I am Heather Reaver from the Council Auditor's Office.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you, Heather. Tony Zabuni, formerly of the General Counsel's Office, but I didn't know that Tommy was still, you know, he was a trainee, so you're coming to evaluate him?
So I was here when you were here. My last name was Norsworthy, so it's obviously been a while.
You were here in 2006?
Yeah. Yes.
I presume you're here because you're the ASM contract expert.
I am.
Oh.
I'm not the expert. I just know somewhat about it.
Auditor's office expert.
So you are here for the subcommittee meeting too?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Before you get started, though, would you like to chew on a donut while you're speaking?
Oh, no.
Probably go ahead because we'll need to be done.
No, we will be through. So we have Mr. Tyson here somewhere, and Mr. Barr is here, and I guess everyone, we got Tommy. Everybody can just identify themselves.
Tommy Carter, Council Auditor's Office.
Jeff Clements, Council Research.
Jonathan Cagle. No, not yet. We're just going through who everybody is.
Heather Reaver.
Last name?
Reaver, R-E-V-E-R.
Right. Thank you very much. I want to thank Jeff for providing me with a copy of the entire contract, which I went over. And while I looked at all the what I thought were the relevant provisions, there are some. I know one he highlighted especially, 7.5, I guess. That was a big one, but I think that you have to go back to 7.2, 7.3, 7.4, and some of the other ones, too. So I do have excerpts of some of those if anybody would like to see just those excerpts. And the chair's comments are, being that this is just the first meeting, I did look at the contract in its totality. I tried to look for what happens, and I went to the purchasing code to look to 126, what happens when you have an unauthorized purchase or expenditure. But I think that you have to look at the totality of this contract with regards to the flexibility that it gives to the parties and some of the language that it has to understand more about why there would have been an over expenditure. I guess my first question is going to be is, in addition to the five-year deal, the first one, every year there's an annual budget. Whoever wants to get up there can address that. And then if I'm going to say is, not only is there an annual budget, there's also a monthly update. So every month, according to the contract and the code, they are to provide, the managers provide a monthly update. So I don't know how you can get $1 million or $2 million behind if you've not put it in the monthly report, and then you seek an amendment pursuant to the contract and the purchasing code. But Ms. Reber.
All right. Heather Reber, Council Auditor's Office. Yes, per the contract, they are required to submit an annual budget to the city that goes along with the package that the mayor submits to City Council. And then based on what they perceive as revenues, expenditures, there's the city subsidy, and that gets distributed quarterly. And then also monthly, they are to submit their expenditures and revenues that they receive to accounting so they can input those numbers into our system, because they don't have access to our accounting system. And since they are a part of the quarterly summary report, we need to have those amounts in our system in order to generate that report. So in looking at the quarterly summary, based on their projections for the year, we can see if they're going to go over what their budgeted expenditures are. And so that's when we started asking, hey, we know that there's this provision in their contract. What are y'all doing about them going over their budget?
Well, yeah, but on the 7.4 monthly report, it's mm-hmm. not just a statement of where they've gone. It also speaks in terms of anticipated activities and expenses.
Yeah.
So within 30 days, if they see something coming, they can submit it and seek an amendment.
I'm not the contract manager or administrator or the compliance person. I just know that they send those reports to accounting, who is not the contract compliance people that are responsible as well. So I'm not sure if sports and entertainment, if they're looking at those, if they are doing projections, or is it just their monthly activity that they're submitting for accounting to put those numbers into the accounting system. I'm not sure on the back end how all that works.
Because it is very, very specific what they're supposed to submit. It's also to include a balance sheet, income statement, and other financial reports as would be required, and any anticipated expenses.
In what section of the?
7.4.
7.4.
And we're not really here to, this has happened, whatever, wherever it's happened. We're just trying to see, are all of the oversight expectations on the city side in place here?
Yes, for this contract, it's been a tricky contract for compliance. It's been administered by the mayor's office. It's been administered by the sports and entertainment office. It's just been passed around based on who's in the administration or who's at the sports and entertainment office director. So it's hard to know who is actually in charge of compliance right now. That's my perception. But with, I guess, there is a reorg going on, and then the sports and entertainment office is actually going to be its own department. So I would hope that the contract compliance would be better with the new director.
As with most every contract with the city, that the owner has the ability to administer the contract. Mm-hmm. And while the unknown expenditure may very well be absolutely necessary, when you go to 7.2 and some of the other provisions, it gives once the city is on notice, they have the ability to otherwise amend the budget to save on other expenses to stay within the actual budget without appropriating more money. So at some point, it anticipates that at least the owner or the city would have the decision, if this has got to be spent, what else they can take out before they just have a carte blanche. So as far as you know, the council auditors are the last line of defense to see if there's a compliance?
Right now I know that the CFO has another meeting on Monday with ASM to, I guess, come up with some sort of plan on how they can be in compliance with this provision of the contract. Because they sent us a response to our question, and then we had some more clarifying questions because it made it seem kind of complicated in what they were trying to do. So now they're going to go back, meet with ASM and other members of the administration to get hopefully a better plan.
Well, if you look at 7.5, I'm used to the construction contracts, which have a lot more teeth to it. At the very, very end of it is the city agrees that if the cost increased due to actions or efforts outside the control of SMG or now, then the mayor will request city council to amend the budget to provide such expenditures.
Correct. That's been done in the past.
It has, but they have to be on notice. And
yes.
Usually it's before the fact and not.
Yeah, that would be for if like an NFL playoff game hasn't been budgeted. So they come back to the city and request those extra dollars.
I think there was also a provision too, if there was other unexpected expenses like for parking or ticket takers or something like that, if something exceeds, but that's all noticed. But at some point, I do not know enough about the $2 million as to how foreseeable it was or how many months in advance they knew about it or why the monthly report didn't catch it. They didn't comply. They had to get forgiveness afterwards. Do we know why the most contemporaneous monthly report to the expenditure didn't include that possible expense?
I have No, I've never seen that report, so I'm not sure what they actually submit to accounting.
Well, if it's...
I only review the quarterly summary, so we look at the projections and see at the end of the year it looks like they're going over their budget. So hopefully now finance department, mayor's office, they're all aware that there is a projection to go over budget. As it stands right now, they're not over their budget, but they're projecting to go over.
Okay. And that still has to be approved.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, because I would be very interested to see the monthly reports up to that point, unless this was an extraordinary, because I don't see a NCAA basketball game or an additional football game, or I don't know. There's just so many facilities involved.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't know without something more. But so is it the on-the-record or off-the-record observation of the council auditors that up in the past there really hasn't been a clear oversight by the city on this contract?
Based on this provision, when we asked about it for the last fiscal year, at the end of the year, since it was fourth quarter report, we noticed they went over. They really couldn't answer our question on that compliance piece for that section.
All right. Mr. Tyson or Mr. Barr, any questions?
Excuse me?
You mentioned that you didn't get an answer.
They are currently in meetings with ASM, and they being, I'm sorry, the administration and the finance department are in meetings with ASM to kind of get a plan together on how they can be in compliance with that provision of the contract concerning being over budget. So nothing set in stone yet.
Thank you. Jonathan?
What I had to share real quick today isn't regarding what you brought up today, but just wanted to point out in the past, the True Commission in 2011 did a resolution regarding the same contract and brought up some various issues. Just get a chance, maybe review that and see if there's any parallels that may be worth looking into.
Jeff, does he need to give his name and information?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Jonathan Cagle. Do I need the address too? No. Okay.
Well, I realize that this is a contract dated 2022 with a 5-year, with a one 5-year extension. So I don't know if the terms and conditions would have changed, because I know there's extreme involvement, especially with the Jaguars too, that has a lot of say over this contract or the administration of the contract. But at least I'd like to be known for complying with the sunshine and providing refreshments for our committee members. But is there anything else? Is there anything else from the audience on this issue that they wish to discuss about the AMS contract? And Heather and Jonathan, thank you very much. We're not fussing at you. We'd just like to identify if there's a problem and if we can be part of a solution directing people together to watch out for the taxpayers' dollars and still accomplish good quality for the people that use the facilities. This meeting is adjourned.